Today on the Contractor Fight podcast, we are digging into what it means to sell unafraid. I'm going to share with you the mindsets, strategies, and tactics to explode your sales. Let's go. Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight podcast. And today we're going to talk about what it means to sell unafraid and some of the things that are important for you to have on straight if you are going to be a rock star salesperson, an absolute sales assassin, as we like to call it here in the Contractor Fight. Now, I want to give an overview here of what we call our rapid results sales process first. And then I'm going to dig into the most important aspect of that. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. Guys, everything starts in your sales process. It starts with what we call a strong you. Your business is only as strong as you are. Your life is only as strong as you are and as healthy as you are. Okay. And so many times when we want to increase our sales, we want to reach great goals in our business and things like that. One of the first things that we overlook is our actual personal health, our personal mindset and things like that. And so the very first little piece of the pie of our wheel, if you want to call it that, of our rapid results sales system is a strong you. Okay. Then we move into what's called sales preparedness. Okay. Sales preparedness. And guys, this is, you know, what is that work that needs to be done to prepare you for game day? You know, it's things like role plays. It's things like working through your word tracks and coming up with your list of influencers that you're going to reach out to and build relationships with. And what does that hit list look like, if you want to call it a hit list? Okay. Then we move into the attraction phase. Okay. You cannot sell projects if you're not attracting people to your company. This is about how to be more magnetic as a company. This is building your personal brand, being known for something in the marketplace. It's using social media, it's using video and things like that to attract. Obviously, there's a million other things you could do in your marketing plan and your strategy. But guys, this rapid results sales system is all about things that you have control over. All right. Like you can run an ad and put it out there and it's just going to do what it's going to do. All right. You can have a billboard, you could do direct mail. And I'm not saying you don't have control over some of these things. I'm talking, what are the things in the attraction phase that you have control over each and every day that you personally can have some influence over? And that's what we're talking about with attraction. Well, after we attract somebody to our business, now we move into what is called the connection phase. We need to connect, okay? This is where like our Shinfu pre-qualification process comes in, where you finally get somebody on the phone, you're having a conversation with them, and you're creating an emotional connection. And we can connect in many different ways. And I don't mean just like picking up the phone, but connecting with another human being. It's all about communication. It's all about empathy and understanding where they're coming from and understanding their motives and their reasons for wanting to do the project and things like that. So hopefully that makes sense. Then guys, we get into what we call the conversion phase. Okay. The conversion phase. Now the conversion phase is when we convert this prospect either to a project that they're going to give you money for, or they get converted into, hey, not a good fit category. Now, if they're converted into not a good fit category, guys, don't throw their info away. You paid for the lead, you built the relationship, continue to market to them. All right. But conversion is obviously, we want to take them from a prospect all the way into a paying customer for many years. After the conversion, the convert phase, piece of the pie here of the system, we have continue. Okay. Continue. This is where a lot of contractors drop the ball on the continuation phase. This is keeping the relationship warm. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. This is staying in touch with people. It's not being, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? Your email marketing, you're sending what we call UITs. You are and connecting and keeping the relationship going with them. Maybe your past customer list is full of people that you do direct mail to, and you're doing warranty calls and all those other things, again, that we have control over. Okay. So here's the thing. What I want to talk mostly about today for the next few minutes is simply this. It is part one of this, which is a strong you. What does it mean to be a strong you? What does it mean for you to show up being your very best each and every day? Guys, here's how I look at sales, okay? And I've always looked at it this way, and pardon my sports analogies and stuff. I'm sorry, but that's just my world. I look at a sales call as like game day. Every sales call I ever have, to me, it's like, you know, when you're a kid and it's Friday night lights and all that shit, or maybe you played college ball or whatever, and you know, it's Saturday afternoon. You work your ass off, you train, you work on you, you prepare. All right. You're taking care of business. You're following the process of success each and every day so that you can get to a point where when it comes game day, there's nothing stopping you. You are an absolute beast out there on the field. And that's how I view every single sales call. Okay. It's simply game day. And so would you go into game day not prepared? Would you go into game day not being ready for anything that could come your way, not having a plan for what to do in certain situations in the game? And far too many salespeople, my friends, are just showing up and they're winging it when it comes to the sales process. And we'll get into that in further episodes. But I'm telling you, the start of all success in sales starts with how you personally choose to show up. And I want to talk to you today about brainwashing yourself. As I say that, I laugh because I'm like, I don't think I've ever said that out loud. Maybe I have. But brainwash yourself with good stuff. So many contractors, so many people in sales have an incredible, incredible amount of head trash. Okay. And they're losing the battle between their ears. That's why I wrote the book, Winning the Contractor Fight. That's why we've talked about, or that's why we named the company The Contractor Fight. Okay. Is it's the fight between your ears. And there's a little acronym that we use called TBAR. Okay. TBAR, T-B-A-R. A strong you starts with your thoughts. If you've ever considered the time you spend in the sales process and then divide that by the people who wasted your time, then I know you're going to want to download our guide to spotting a cheap customer. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. It will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away so that you don't invest a crazy amount of time on the wrong prospects. If you want to shave your estimating time in half and sell projects to people who are ready to pay for the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab the guide to spotting cheap prospects today. Most of our thoughts, guys, are on autopilot. Most of our thoughts are not intentional. Most of them, you know, we have like 70 to 90,000 thoughts a day, and most of them are subconscious. Most of them are the kind of on autopilot and the same thoughts we had the day before. And sadly, the majority of those thoughts are also negative. They're not serving us. So you have to take control of your thoughts. Okay. How do you view, you know, what are those thoughts that you're allowing in your brain that you've been raised with, those limiting beliefs and negative self-talk around money and your self-worth and your value and what you're truly bringing to the table and what you're capable of and this and that. Recently, you know, I did a short little video on Instagram or some shit like that, where I talked about that your net worth, if you want to raise your net worth, you have to raise your self-worth. And raising your self-worth starts with controlling the thoughts that go into your brain. Those thoughts, the thoughts that we have, become beliefs. Our beliefs, that's the B in T-bar, okay? Now the A, okay, are our actions. Our beliefs guide our actions. And our actions give us the results. That's the R, T-bar. So guys, if you want better results in sales, if you want better results in your relationships, in your health, whatever, I know we're talking about sales here today on Selling Unafraid, but everything starts with winning the battle between your ears and developing a strong you. Now that's the mental part, okay? There's the physical part as well. You should be exercising, taking care of yourself, not eating shit. You know, I can't tell you story after story of my own life and people that we work with in the fight who... One of the first things when I work with somebody one-on-one or anything like that in my performance coaching, I start with their health. I start with their mentality and their health, right? A strong you is always about what it is. Guys, I've worked with 20, 30, 40, $50 million CEOs, and we don't talk hardly business at all, and their business grows. And their business grows because I work on them. I work on their mind. I work on their body. Now, listen, I'm not sitting here saying I'm some fucking personal trainer, because I'm not. Okay. But I know enough to know that if you want to be successful in anything, you got to win the battle between your ears and you got to take care of the damn machine that you've been given. Okay. So our thoughts, what we believe, what we think, we eventually believe. So if you grow up thinking to yourself, saying to yourself, being brainwashed by your family, and I'm not ripping on your family, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I grew up hearing Reavers never make any money. Oh, that's the rich people on the other side of the tracks. You know, anytime we'd see somebody that was rich and in a nice car, somebody in my family would go, look at that fucker. He probably ripped somebody off. I mean, these are the thoughts that we have, guys. And then those become our beliefs. Well, if I believe that it's wrong, that you're an asshole, if you're wealthy, then what kind of actions am I going to take personally that I have control over that are going to move me closer to being more financially successful? For many years until I learned this, guys, half of my life, I didn't know this. It was friendly fire. I was sabotaging myself because I had many, many limiting beliefs and negative connotations towards wealth. I thought you had to step on other people to get it. I thought if you were fucking rich, you were just a dick and by default. All right. And what I've come to believe now is that if somebody's wealthy, and I'm not talking about the people that inherit shit, because that's such a small percentage, but I'm talking about people that, like, if they're financially successful, they had to own their shit. They had to look in the mirror. They had to get better. They had to tell themselves the truth. They had to work their fucking ass off. And that, most importantly, they had to be consistent over a long period of time to build that wealth, to build that success. And I have massive respect for that, okay? Because I know what it's like. So if your results suck right now, okay, we'll just talk sales. If your sales results sucks, meaning if you're living paycheck to paycheck, if you're not hitting your sales goals, which, by the way, like 90 fucking percent of salespeople don't hit their sales goals. And I would even venture to say right now, if you're listening to me right now, at least 95% of you don't even have a fucking sales goal. Now, you've said that you have a sales goal, but you have no idea. You just licked your finger and tried to figure out which way the fucking wind was blowing. And you said, I want to sell a million. I want to sell five. Very few contractors set real fucking goals. Very few contractors have any clarity around why they've set a goal, what it needs to be, what daily actions need to take are going to move them closer to that goal. And this all starts with winning the fight between your ears. All right. So kind of lost track there a bit because I got fired up. If your results are not what you want them to be, it's time to take control of your thoughts first. Go to the root of the fucking problem, and that's your thoughts. What do you believe about money? What do you believe about yourself? When I say to you right now, I want you to attach money to this. I'm a fill-in-the-blank guy. I'm a $100 guy. I'm a $1 million guy. What number comes to your mind when I asked you to say that phrase? Because if you want to start having more financial sex, more financial success, you totally, I just said the word sex. Now I can't stop thinking about sex. All right, whatever. Honey, you home? Anyway, I tell myself that I'm a multiple zero guy. All right. I don't know where I shared another podcast yesterday or a video or a conversation I had, a coaching call. I don't even remember what it was. It was literally yesterday. And I don't remember where I shared this. For all I know, it was on the show. My personal goal is $500,000 a month personal income. Okay. Not there yet. But that's what I tell myself. I'm a $500,000 a month guy. And when I hit that in the next couple of years, okay, then I will be a $1 million a month guy, personal income. Okay. Why? Because I'm taking control of my thoughts. Now, some of you are listening to that go, that's fucking unrealistic. Well, you know what? That's probably your problem there, Brainiac. All right. Is you don't set your vision high enough. And if you don't set your vision high enough, you know, if I set it to $500,000 a month personal income and I only hit 300 this year, is that a bad year? Fuck no, it's not a bad year. Okay. Cause the goal doesn't mean life or death to me. The goal is something that drives me and it pulls me, it causes me to get out of my normal way of thinking. All right. And actions and go, okay, if I had to make 500 grand in the next 30 days in my own pocket, you know, what would I spend, you know, the majority of my time doing? It causes me to ask better questions. And every time I ask better questions based on a bigger vision, I move my success faster. Okay. I feel like I'm all over with this show here today, but hopefully you get a little bit of what's going on in my head. All right. So take control of your thoughts. Our thoughts eventually become our beliefs. Guys, you will not act in conflict, maybe once or twice, but not consistently. You will not act in conflict with what you truly believe. So if you believe that making money is bad, if you believe that, let's take something really simple, like I can't sell at higher prices. If you believe that, then you will not take the actions to raise your prices and to role play and to practice and prepare and do all the things I'm talking about here today. And then in turn, by not taking the actions that you have control over, your results will not be what you want them to be. That's how it works. But on the flip side, if you tell yourself, you know, I'm going to read some here to you guys real quick. I've shared a little bit of this before. Let me pull it up here. So I have a thing. I'm going to end with this. All right. About how I take control of my thoughts. I'm going to start with that here or end with that here today. How I take control of my thoughts. This isn't too long. All right. When my feet hit the ground every day, I have a cup of coffee. I sit on the porch and all that other shit. And I do my reading and this and that. One of the first things I read is what I call my standard. This is the way I show up each day. This is what I brainwash myself with. Okay. And the first thing on my stand, I'm not going to share everything here. I'm going to share a few things, guys, just as examples of how I am purposely and intentionally putting the things I want into my brain. Otherwise, my subconscious, my history, my bullshit, negative self-talk is going to take over. So I want to do my job every day, and sometimes several times a day I read this, to combat all the negativity and the small thinking and this and that. So the very first thing I read this out loud to myself, I am the underdog. Okay. Now, some of you might go, boy, you just totally put yourself in a negative position right out of the gate. See, guys, that's fuel for me. This keeps me grounded. This keeps me from getting seduced by success. This keeps me from getting complacent. I could be 30 laps ahead and I think I'm behind because I'm alone, right? And so I love being the underdog. I love being the David versus the fucking Goliath. And so I, every day, set my thinking on, I got some fucking work to do. I'm behind. And this is not the comparison game. It's not some unhealthy thing like that. It's just my fuel. Okay. I go down. These are some personal things here. I have a little prayer. I say this and that. I have a code. Okay. My code. I'll read the things in my code. Live unafraid. I need that reminder every day too. Be like water. Be here. Give all. That means be where your feet are. Be in the moment. Okay. Be all in wherever the fuck I am. All right. Lead in kindness. Get up one more time. Mediocrity dies today. Finish. Enjoy. I added enjoy not too long ago because I realized I get really intense and I got to learn to enjoy the ride and be in those moments and have a good time during the process. All right. And then win the moments. Okay. That's just my code. That's how I choose to show up. Then I have an affirmation section. I'll just read a couple of these here, guys. I'm a magnet for money and success. Okay. I am strong, lean, and dominating my health. I am in control of my emotions and don't let them bitch slap me. I'm a highly paid and sought after speaker. I am paid to speak 24 times a year. Okay, I can go on and on. There's family things, there's personal things, there's net worth things, there's all these I am statements that are here that I read and I brainwash myself with every day. Then I have a never do it again list. You know, things like never be out of shape again, never waste a moment, never compromise my value, never be anything or anyone's little bitch. Okay. And then I have a section where I talk about financial things that are just private to me. All right. Where I just remind myself, this is where I'm heading. Guys, this is what I mean by take control of your day. Win that fight between your ears. Okay. Our thoughts become our beliefs. Our beliefs become our actions. You think I have a hard time acting in a way that's going to move me closer to all those things that I just read and that I read every day? No, I'm more likely to take action because my thoughts and my beliefs are now in alignment with my actions. And it's easier to align those actions with what I truly believe and what I think each day. And the result is the results are better. Okay. So listen, I appreciate you hanging with me here today. I'm going to wrap this thing up. Guys, this is the foundation of selling unafraid. All right. You have to build a strong you. I didn't get much into the body and stuff like that, but you get the point. You need to move your fucking body. You need to take care of your brain and your emotions and get oxygen. This is the foundational piece of getting oxygen. Normally, we talk about getting oxygen is about money, which it is, but you have to get oxygen for yourself personally first so that you can be the strongest version that you could be. And that's where your success is going to come. Many of you are struggling. You're living the same year over and over for the last 3, 4, 12 years, whatever the hell it is. because you continue to neglect this. So if you're tired of doing the same things over and over and over, listen to this podcast again, take some of these actions, imitate some of the shit that I'm doing, because it's not just me. There's many, many people that are doing this, things like this, that, and it's your routine. You could do it any way you want. Just be consistent with it, but put your focus on building a strong you. And I guarantee you, you're going to see the results in your business crank in a big way. Appreciate you guys. You guys rock. I got to roll. Head to thecontractorfight.com. Check out some of the cool things that we have going on there. And give us a rating, give us a review, all those things I'm supposed to say on a podcast. Super appreciate you guys for helping us to continue to be the number one podcast in the world for contractors. And it means the world to us when you give us a rating or review, because it puts shit like this into other people's brains in the trades. And that's good for the whole industry. So let's all do our part. Keep sharing the shit. All right. Appreciate you guys. And I'm out.